Although those gentlemen evidently outside of our studio window here for the last 30 minutes, they've since departed and went on. Heaven knows where they went. But speaking of heaven, what they were very much trying to tell us a message.
They were trying to get our attention. Said that the rapture is coming today.
Oh.
At 11 a.m. So
11.
11 a.m. So
well, they got the tree lighting tonight.
I know, for crying out loud. I mean, it does take a lot of pressure off of Thanksgiving. I'll be honest.
I mean, I saved the day. We can't.
For crying out loud. The RSVPs are in.
Should we have a shotgun wedding today just down to the courthouse? Just to make sure it's legit.
No, I wonder how we call his manager.
We all know that it's that weird comet that's coming towards us. It's going to be our demise.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
By the way, 79th Annual Community Christmas Tree, the 86-footer gets lit tonight. But don't we all?
Hey!
Let's start off with some Texas topics. And
time to talk about sports.
Thank you. If I may, from the sports director, have the floor.
Yes.
Or the field.
Now, going live to our late-breaking news, straight off the gridiron, Ken Buckner.
Thank you.
He knows everything about the football.
Thank you, Heather. Well, oddly, no football news. Well, actually, one football
thing. It's always football.
Let's talk college football. Former Baylor coach, about 10 years after he was dismissed, and of course, Stephenville hero, he's got a stadium named after him, Art Briles, was hired at Division II Eastern New Mexico University. 3-year contract, has a buyout in excess of about $1 million if Art Briles leaves the school. Those are some sources reporting that Art Briles back in the collegiate football ranks, coaching out there in Portales. How about that? And then when it comes to about a week and a half ago, remember the Burleson, the city of Burleson voted to sell alcohol at those youth sports events?
Mommy needs a highball, hey!
Well, last week the Burleson City Council got around to, they're amending this whole thing.
Oh!
Yeah, in fact, severely limiting any such quote-unquote alcohol sales during any sort of youth sports events.
I mean, what could go wrong? It's not like people get overly emotional anyway.
Well, I mean, why stop now if the rapture's starting at 11 o'clock?
For crying, and we may not make it that far.
Nice try, though, Burleson. We'll see what you did there. Go for it.
So if you have a job you love, you'll never work a day in your life. Raymond Hagar of Wichita Falls, a shining example. He's driven a bus in Wichita Falls for 27 years and just made the Guinness World Records list. He says it's like a dream. He's also 95 years old.
There you go.
And after all this time, safety, his top priority.
Yeah. That's amazing.
In related
oldest
news.
Ever?
How
about
that? Wichita Falls has a bus service.
Well, just him.
What's that?
I know. That's good.
Hey, go, Raymond.
A lot of gun aficionados out there. I want to give you a heads up on this. This comes December 5th. There will be an auction. And it's a company out of Bedford that actually does these. And it's involving guns from the personal collection of Clint Eastwood and Frank Sinatra and the like. So this is hosted by December 5th through 7th by Rock Island Auction Company, and they're there in Bedford, and they're pretty famous for selling historic arms. So we're looking at Clint Eastwood and also some props, too. His hat from Pale Rider, a couple of guns from the Dirty Harry thing. And then he, who was almost, by the way, fun fact, Dirty Harry, before he turned down the role and it went to Eastwood, Frank Sinatra.
Really?
Yeah, Frank thought he was way too old to do it. But Frank Sinatra had a bunch of stuff, including guns from, like, the Buffalo Bill and Bat Masterson and the like, plus the Smith & Wesson that he used in movies. So that's all going up for auction. Again, based in Bedford, but you can go online. Just search Rock Island Auction Company or, like, Clint Eastwood Auction Gun. Yeah, but that's coming up. I know a lot of people interested in that.
So, do you still do the Black Friday thing, the lining up? You got the
somebody
coupons,
has to.
The
somebody
deals, the people.
I those mean, guys maybe were, you
well,
know,
right outside. Yeah. I mean, if we make it that far.
Warning us about apocalypse.
There is a method to the madness.
Or a new sale.
And a gaming firm came up with the worst of the worst malls to go to. Congratulations. the North Park Center in Dallas. It features just 2.6 meters of space per person, 175 stores, and four department stores. The best of the best goes to someplace called Sawgrass Mills. But you have to go to Florida.
There
may not be pants included.
You may not be coming back on that.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck. To those brave few that are left.
Godspeed.
May the odds be in your favor. Saw this a couple of Fridays ago. Streams and Valleys teamed up with the city of Fort Worth, your best friend Mayor Maddie, and officially broke ground on a new public plaza there in Trinity Park. So they hope they can fix the ground before they then build the rest of the park. And you may have seen this, and you may remember. You remember this dude, right? That is the...
Hi, it's Vince with ShamWow. You'll be saying wow every time you use this towel.
Right.
It's like a chamois, it's like a towel, it's like a sponge. Here's how to order.
Not wet.
ShamWow guy, whose actual name is Offer. That's his first name.
Offer?
It's O-F-F-E-R.
Okay.
Like a once-in-a-lifetime offer. Offer Vince Shlomi is his name. And he's evidently been in Texas for a little while. And he is now running, filing this week for the United States House as a Republican in Texas 31st Congressional District.
Look at you go.
ShamWow guy is running. This is a convoluted, this is Austin District. It's a red seat, as they say. And it's been held by Representative John Carter for like, the guy's 81, so he's had it for like 60 billion years. And there's 12 people running for this Republican nomination.
That's hardcore.
ShamWow guy is one of them. So his filing is still pending, but about that. He says his goal is, as a MAGA Republican, to continue draining the swamp and to upset the system. But wait, there's more.
Oh.
Elect him today, and he'll not only halve your taxes, but cut him down by two-thirds.
Whoa!
Operators are standing by. And I have some breaking news here that I did not plan for.
I didn't know this.
This comes from Mark Phillips saying the tree lighting has been moved for Sundance Square. It will now be December 2nd. Just like the parade of lights got moved by a week, this now will. So it's not tonight.
Are we just moving, willy-nilly moving Christmas all around?
So it's possible that the apocalypse guys out the window are correct. All right.
Wake up to real
It was a good run.
With KB and Heather Lee.
We'll make
it.
Love you.